I was working at the radio station late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When G Minus from his desk began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he played some monster trash.
The monster mash.
It brought me out in a rash.
He did the mash.
He was crude and brash.
He did the mash.
He played some monster trash. From the box at his feet came some platters that were beat. So we tried to make a hasty retreat. But it was too late, and we said, oh heck, what's that crap he's putting on the deck? He's playing some monster trash.
The monster mash.
It brought me out in a rash.
They did the mash.
He was crude and brash.
They did the mash.
He played some monster trash.
Whoa.
The geeks were having fun.
And a shoop,
but the nightmare had just begun.
And a shoop,
the guest included Smoker,
and a shoop,
Satan, and his son. The scene was sucking, none were digging the sound. Smoker disappeared as it was his round. Troy Hess was about to arrive. Pity Daddy Benny was not still alive. He played some monster trash. It brought me out in a rash. It was crude and brash. He played some monster trash. Out from the bathroom the Neilster came. With soiled jeans was chilly, he blamed. Opened the door and he shook his fist. Said, whatever happened to my request list?
It's now the mash.
It is monster trash.
The monster mash.
It is a box of gash.
It's now the mash.
It brings you out in a rash.
It's now the mash.
A box of monster trash. Now everything's cool, we've unplugged the mic, and we're sending G-Minus on his bike. For this is Halloween, and we told him where to go. You might be glad you selected our show. We'll play the trash. We'll play some monster trash. This will be a smash. Not like that nasty rash. Just dig our monster trash. Hey, Smoker, what are you doing there with that goofing 45? Put it down, man. What do you mean? Mash good. I prefer hash browns myself. Yes, welcome. Welcome to Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks. This week, presented by me, Boris, and my witless assistant, Smoker. Smoker, come here and say hello.
Howdy doody. Howdy doody. Howdy doody.
Shut up, you blithering wit. So, it's the abandoned radio station. It's Halloween. And as I said, G-Minus Mark will not be joining us this week. But we will be having a monster party, playing some of the most fiendish records to come out of Transylvania. Top of the list this week, we have the Silly Surfers with Hearse on Safari.
Cemetery.
Our hearse on safari, it shows real class.
There's nothing But late at night, it sure looks spooky.
Randy?
Yes, Matt?
Shall we go down and see what those kids are doing at the beach?
All right. Good evening, young lady. Allow us to introduce ourselves.
Randy?
I am Matt.
This is our cousin, Fang.
Would you like to join us for a bite to eat?
Now there's a 32 hearse around our town, but you'll only see it when the sun goes down. When there is no moon and things get scary, you'll hear them tack it up in the cemetery. He'll race anyone for a pint of juice, so you better watch out for Dracula's deuce. It's a Boris custom painted metal flake black, and he buries it all the competition at the track. He's top eliminator and always gets the cup. You better watch out if he says he'll suck you up. He'll race anyone for a pint of juice. You better watch out for Dracula's deuce.
Yeah! I can't stand it! Yeah!
Shut up now!
First gear!
Shut up, Fang! It's alright! You can't stand it! How much juice is there in a little Honda? Shut up, Fang! Let's get a bite to eat. He trophies every week down at Forest Lawn, but when the sun comes up, old Drac is gone. The ghouls all dig him and they really crave when he makes his trophy run and heads for the grave. He'll race anyone for a pint of juice. You better watch out for Dracula's deuce. Here he comes now. Listen to that juice. I can hear it. It's music to my ears. Beautiful. Natasha, kiss me on the neck. I love you. I love this race. We're going to eat tonight.
Ah, there's nothing I like more than a couple of good rocking races tunes. That was Dracula's Juice by some friends of mine, the Ghouls. Very fiendish, and we'll be hearing some more of them later. Now, next we have a track about my friend the mummy. But to summon the mummy, I need Smoker to say the magic words. Smoker?
Dark rhythm hocus pocus.
Okay, the mummy.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Kookie Kookie Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody, somewhere, who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well, watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Kookie Kookie Lend Me Your Comb?
Oh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Schering, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you got a warped groove.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Well, all
pyramid. I spied an old coffin and I opened the lid. I jumped a big mummy who was mad as could be. He started to put a little curse on me. I said no. He said oh.
Put me back in my tomb.
Mommy, what you used to do? He said he used to sing a little song or two. I said, Mr. Mummy, let's get out of this sand. Boy, I couldn't use you in my rock and roll band.
He said, man, he said that. Put me back in my tomb.
Oh, truly fiendish condition. That one has been in Dracula's coffin for a while, so that's why it sounded like it was a million years old. That was The Mummy by The Naturals. Before that, you heard Bubby and Bob with The Mummy. What did you think of that, Bill Smoker, The Mummy?
I really like that tune, but the lyrics are kind of rubbish, aren't they?
I agree. Anyway, next up in our trip of horror, I'm about to unleash on you a couple of truly terrifying records. The first one we kick off with in this little monstrous segment is Bobby Please and the Pleasers with The Monster.
As I walked out of my laboratory door, I saw the monster I created years before. Y'all remember that horrible face? He followed me at a deadly pace. The chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! That monster tried to kill me once before. He beat me on the head and bounced me on the floor. I thought he died when my laboratory burned. But I was wrong, cause my monster has returned. Chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! I was scared to death and nearly out of breath, running as fast as I could go. He was close behind, I was on his mind. Why did my feet move so slow? I felt his hand grab a hold of my coat. I heard it rip and he clutched for my throat. Why did I give him the strength of 10 men? Is this the price I must pay for my sin? The chills ran up and down my spine. Nora Frankenstein!
I'm a mechanical man. I was built in a factory. My serial number is 08456713. I'm designed in the USA and manufactured in Japan. Does anybody know? I am 5'8" tall and as strong as a moving van. Does anybody know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical man? I can fix an automobile. I can put up a Christmas tree. I can milk a cow. I can mow a lawn. I can pour you a cup of tea. But I'm looking for someone who could help me to charge my coil and fill me up with batteries and feed me my daily oil. Like a garbage can. Does anybody here know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical, 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 mechanical? Oh no!
Quick. Quick, Smoker, get the machinery. I believe the beast is malfunctioning. That's the trouble with robots. You can't trust them. They're not timeless like vampires. Anyway, that was Ben Bolt and the Nuts with the Mechanical Man. Joining us here on Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks this week, broadcast from the abandoned radio station with me, Uncle Boris, and my witless apprentice, the aforementioned Mr. Bill Smoker.
Howdy doody, howdy doody, howdy doody.
Shut up, Smoker. He's so repetitive and so boring sometimes. Anyway, at least he's not usually on this radio station. So next we have something creeping along the vines coming towards us. It is so terrifying and it is something that you definitely want to avoid. This is the Goo Goo Muck.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the Goo Goo Muck. I'm the night headhunter looking for a head. With the way out body underneath that head, I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo muck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the Goo Goo Muck tiger and a teenage beast. Show up, the Goo Goo Muck, and sing, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the Goo 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 Goo.
Got lovin' and she's mighty strange. vampire, that's his name. Vampire, yeah, vampire. Vampire, yeah, that's my baby's name. Late last night we were out on the lawn, sitting on a cold graveyard stone. Here comes Dracula and Frankenstein, looking for the sugar at supper time. Vampire, yeah, vampire. Vampire, ha, 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 ha. That's my baby's name. Took vampire to a rock and roll. When we started to do in the stroll, her knees started shaking, her eyeballs twist. Looked like a mummy with a symphony wrist. Hey, vampire, yeah, my vampire. Vampire, uh-huh. That's my baby's name. Vampire, she wants to marry me. Set up house in a cemetery. Put a little coffin underneath the ground. Ain't like living with downtown. Vampire, yeah, my vampire. Vampire, that's my baby's name. Are you cool? You just scared me to death.
Ah, Vampira. Very familiar with Vampira, of course, because she is the wife of Frankenstein. She was the wife of Dracula, but she broke after about him. He was too demanding. By the way, Smoker, did you know that Vampira left a bunch of corpses laying around? I don't know if that's of any interest to you.
I might be dipping into those later.
Well, good. I'm glad you had your fill. So, next we have a little story about something equally terrifying. This is the Frantics with another pest who is often seen around these parts, the werewolf.
Says his prayers at night, can change to a wolf when the wolf bane blows and the full moon shining bright.
Walking down the street about a quarter to nine, I saw the thing from the night of the sky, the dimpling and my neck. about a once or twice. Dracula, he's a good friend of mine. If I ever catch him, I skin him alive. Play with my baby and kiss him too. I'll be going to kill him and sell him to the zoo. Crank him in the jaw and shoot him to the moon.
That was Carl Bonafide. What a very strange name Bonafide is. Maybe it's because he feeds on bones. Oh, that sounded like someone's feeding on some bones right there. Now next we have something truly spectacular. This is our friend the Mad Daddy, a fellow horror DJ who now resides in the tombs, but this time making a guest appearance with the Zanies. And this is the Mad Scientist.
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Beepo!
Boy, is he nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony! See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Bye.
Ah, Baron Damon there, with the Transylvania Twist. Something we enjoy doing here is the Transylvania Twist. Well, how do you feel about the Transylvania Twist, Smoker? Oh, you said, didn't hear a bloody word you said. Why did you come nearer to the microphone, Smoker? I asked, what do you feel about the Transylvania's Twist?
I started coming out in the sweats. I'm really neurotic about stuff like that.
Oh, okay, well, fair enough. That's probably why you were afraid to come too near the mic. Now, what fiendish things lay before us next? Ooh, that does sound fairly fiendish, I must admit. Bloody weather here is terrible lately. So, next we have to look outside the window where we see the graveyard. There is Mac Allen Smith involved in a skeleton fight.
Been nothing to do. Oh, the dark and the rain and night. Well, I was cruising by the lower graveyard when I saw such a terrible sight. Two bony skulls were digging, of them sitting right out of the ground. But they were digging back to back, and neither of them looked around. So finally, they both was out of the grave and on the ground by a big tombstone. They said, fat I've never seen. They screamed, screeched and moaned. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Bonnie head was a knocking, the skinny old bone was popping, and I was hit by a big headstone, and I was scared half to death. Oh, well, one of them named Thomas, while the other one named Sam. And that's what they called each other, and they rolled around the ground. But Sam, he said to Thomas, you've been a very too close to me. You know you keep me awake with all the noise you make. We both put here to sleep. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Bonnie head was a knocking, and skinny old bones were popping. And I was hit by a big head stone, and I was scared half to death. Well, whoever won this fight, I guess I'll never know. Because my feet got an engine action, and away they go. They're just running over trees and brushes, and everything else in my way. I clean forgot my O's at 88, and it's still back there today. Now if I go back and get it, there's somebody got to go with me. It won't nobody go with me, whatever there it will be. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Bonnie head was a knocking, and skinny old bones were popping. And I was hit by a big headstone, and I was scared and dead. Oh Lord, it was a
fight. Now on a dark and stormy night, not a star was in sight. In a graveyard by a church way up on the hill. Well, the ghost come out to play. And then I thought I heard one say, I've got you, I'll keep you, I'll always will.
Well, I want you, I'm gonna keep you where
Shot my great grandpa. Oh, now I told you I would get you. Oh, if I saw you now, I got you. For you're the one that stole my great grandma.
Now on that very same night, now that old tomcat started a fight. And this is the way it all did sound to me. Now you know I couldn't stand there. I didn't like them cats, and you should know that. Didn't like them ghosts either, so I looked down at my feet. I said, feet, now come on, do your duty and carry me home. But that old ghost looked up to me and said,
I got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I got you. For you're the one that shot my great-grandpa. I told you I would get you. Oh, if I saw you now, I got you. For you're the one that stole my great-grandma.
Well, there's nothing more fiendish than black cats in the graveyard. Salty Holmes there with the ghost song. Quite a terrifying tale, especially if you don't much care for cats. So next is probably one of the goriest records we've ever played here in the abandoned radio tower. This is Terry Teen with his just simply disgusting Here Comes the Hearst.
Here comes the hearse. For you may be the next to die. First they wrap you in a bloody sheet and sling you down about 6 feet. All goes well for about a week, and then the casket begins to leak. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms spray pinochle on your snout. Little green bugs of eyes of red go through your liver and out your head. Your eyes sink in, your teeth fall out. The icy tickle on your spine makes you want to scream and shout. Your stomach turns a moldy green and a ooze comes out like a whipping cream. And me without a spoon. Here comes the hearse. If you're skimping slave, a fortune to save, you lose it all when you go to the grave. For if life were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die.
Riding me, I felt a bit surge in my mouth, and froth from it did flow.
lather across my sweated back was white as any snow. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's riding me. There she makes the devil sign, waves her magic wand. He throws open fire gates and tells her to ride on. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fire cave. Every soul that burns therein was branded a devil's slave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We headed back to earth again, these words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil, man, you can never change your way. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fiery cave. Know that I'm the devil's wife, and I'll ride you to your grave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. I felt a bit surge in my mouth, and froth from it did flow. Lather across my sweated back was white as any snow. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We headed back to earth again, these words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil, man, you can never change your ways. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fiery cave. Know that I'm the devil's wife, now ride you to your grave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me.
Ah, simply charming there. The devil's wife, that was Dave Garner. There she is, I can hear her. And the devil himself, Satan, will be joining us later. You may remember last year he did this show. It wasn't that popular because his selection of music was somewhat unappreciated by the listeners. I hope that this year we've enjoyed it more. Well, you've enjoyed it more. What am I talking about? Anyway, next on the playlist of horror is a young man with a very strange name. This is Jackie Morningstar. And he's going to be rocking over there in the graveyard. Look, I can see him now.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me.
Wait a minute, boy, was looking at the late show on my television set, watching Dracula and Frankenstein. Was all that I could get. Then there came a tapping and a moaning at the door. I fumbled with the doorknob and a voice began to roar.
I'm a monster, I'm a monster. It's a quarter after two and I've got nothing to do. I'm looking for you because I'm a monster.
I ran around the backyard because I heard a funny sound. I really couldn't help it, friends, I just had to turn around. The bushes gave a rustle, a mummy shuffled by. Carrying the wolf man who was howling at the sky.
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. What are I going to do? I've got nothing else to do. I'm looking for you.
I ran around the corner and I bumped right into a tree. And a great big old hairy hand came down and it grabbed a hold of me. I was picked up just like a kitten and I saw a hairy face. Man, it was King Kong, the gorilla, and he yelled, "Wait in my face."
I'm a monster. And it's a quarter after two. I got nothing to do. And I'm getting you here, but I'm a monster.
Now, precisely at that moment came a wicked, piercing sound. A flying saucer landed knocking old King Kong to the ground. He screamed and he grabbed a spider who had just picked up my car. You know, I could have sworn I saw that spider only last night in a jar.
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. Yeah.
Truly fiendish there. That was I'm a monster. I'm not a monster. I'm actually the uncle. I'm Uncle Boris. But that was Scotty McGregor and his spooks. Very spooky tale there. In about another... what's the time now? I guess... Well, of course it's after midnight. But in about another 15 minutes, we will be joined by our special guest, Satan. Satan will be asking questions. So should you or anyone want to send an email, send it to icollecthummelfigurines@theabandonedpower.com. And I will be happy to give your questions to Satan. Now, on with a little more music. Next we have, well, something rather fiendish. This is Coolest Little Monster by John Zappo.
You're horrid, vastly, and I love you truly. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, one urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pairs of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're ravishing. Wherever did you dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, green hair for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hat pin of bat skin, and 3 scraps of kneecaps,
'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. A vampire named Perkins was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than the water. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
Ah, yes, our dear old friend John Zacco there, with Dinner with Drac. I'm not really sure about the quality of that one. Bill Smoker, what did you think of that?
I really like that tune, but the lyrics are kind of rubbish, aren't they?
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. Anyway, I feel he is upon us now. Look upon him and know him. You know him as Beelzebub, the great Satan. Welcome to Truckers, Shuckers, and Freaks of Geek. Been a year. Mr. Mesophiles Satan, welcome to the show.
Ah, yes, thank you. Oh, I love this, yes. This music kind of reminds me of Antiques Roadshow. I often like to watch Antiques Roadshow when I'm looking out online for my Hummel kittens. Yes, it's me, it's Satan again. It's been, what, about a year since you were last entertained by me, and I really wanted to do this show this year, but so many people complained, and I had to smite them all. Well, anyway, I wanted to answer a few emails that I've had in this section, which will be entitled Ask Satan. Now, Greg Germani from Decatur, Georgia, asks how he can be helped with always being outbid for those pesky Red Sovine trucking records he wants. He's always getting outbid on eBay, and he's asked me what to do. Well, Greg, I'm glad you asked this, because this is a concern in this day and age, being outbid on eBay. I suggest you
hire a private detective, find the name of the person bidding upon them, and behead them. That's usually a very good way of dealing with those pesky eBay bidders. So we have another question here. Who do we have here? Hold on just a minute. Let me look at my paperwork. Ah, lovely change of pace there. Okay, my next record comes from Boris in Russia. He says, please play more boppers. What? What does that mean? Oh, just a minute, I'll take care of him. Om don diskel, bin don pornen, kind of... Okay, he's dead. Okay. Next, what do we have next? We have... what's that? We have a question from Smoker. Oh, come here, Smoker.
Howdy doody. Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. Yes, yes, howdy. God, like we haven't heard that one 1,000 times before. I believe you had a question for me about record collecting. What is it?
Well, I store my Howling Wolf records under W, but I'm beginning to question whether that's right, you know, because his name's not Wolf. It isn't, yeah. His name... Maybe I should store it under B, for Chester Burnett. I store my Little Richard records under P, God, for Pennyman. So maybe I should do something similar with the Wolf. But then my Lightning Hopkins records are under H, and I can't think where else I'd put them, really.
Oh my, just a minute, I can take care of this. Om non disque, dimbon. Oh dear, I think I've removed his head. Oh, I'm sure he'll be alright. Anyway, that concludes question time with Satan. I hope this has been of some use to you. Maybe I'll be back next year for another Halloween show. So back over to you, Uncle Boris.
Well, thank you, Satan. We're back now. That was truly disturbing, but rather enjoyable. So we're going with another couple more records before the end of this Halloween show. Back with the ghouls again with their Little Old Lady from Transylvania.
It's the Little Old Lady from Transylvania.
I'm the Little Old Lady from Transylvania.
Gonna touch her, gonna touch her, gonna touch her, go.
I'm known from London to Pennsylvania.
Gonna touch it, gonna touch it, gonna touch it, go.
I drive dirt tracks and through the mud. I guess you might say racing's in my blood.
It's the little old lady from Transylvania.
I can shut down Bella and Boris too.
Gonna touch it, gonna touch it, gonna touch it, go.
My mill's fuel injected with witch's brew.
Gonna touch it, gonna touch it, gonna touch it, go.
My car's painted bright poison apple red, with pipes loud enough to wake up the dead.
It's a little old lady from Transylvania.
Oh my, I drive real fast and I'm really hip. I'm the sweetheart of the vampire crypt. When the moon is full I go kind of heady, making trial runs through the cemetery. Oh my, I'm too much. I'm the little old lady from Transylvania.
Gonna touch her, gonna touch her, gonna touch her, go.
I'm known from London to Pennsylvania.
Gonna touch her, gonna touch her, gonna touch her, go.
I drive dirt tracks and through the mud. I guess you might say racing's in my blood.
It's a little old lady from Transylvania.
Oh, I'm just dying to meet up with that little old winemaker. I'll just shut him down. He thinks he's too much. My witch's brew, my poison apple red candy-colored car.
Now gather round, kiddies. I'll tell you something juicy about this dance you call the Watusi. You think it's something new? Well, that's not so. It all really started 400 years ago at the graduation party for Transylvania High. Back in 1565, we were swaying to the music of Lawrence Wolf and his bubbly bloodthirsty jive. 23 skidoo. She-wolf named Rhonda tooled in on her Honda, a quite unexpected call. The hair on her chin parted into a grin. She said, "You bats aren't hip at all.
This is better than Lawrence Wolf."
West, Pennsylvania West. Let's make it down there right now. We'll know we're at the bloody go-go when we hear a werewolf's howl. Got inside, and there on the floor, what we saw gave us quite a fright. 150 wiggling wolves, man, it was out of sight. We immediately called the head werewolf over to our table to ask him, what's going on?
They are doing the werewolf what to see.
Where do they get all of their energy?
Don't you know there is a flea epidemic?
Sounds, let's split. This gig is nowhere.
Man, it was a different bag.
Wow, talk about flogging a dead horse. That's quite a good idea, actually. I might do that later. The Werewolf Watusi by Bobby Pickett. Doing a rather tame impersonation of me, if I must say. What did you think of that, Smoker?
I think that way madness lies.
Yes, I think you may be quite right there. So, what do we have next? Next, in our gauntlet of spookiness, we're going to go for a truly demented record. So demented, only two copies are known to man. On the Fortune label, this is The Vampire by Orin Yoes.
Time covers the city, and the rain is coming down. There's death all around us, and over there, a body found. There's people moving everywhere, and in amongst the crowd, a killer is waiting patiently. Who next will this truth be round? The time now is midnight, and there's something coming my way. Get out of sight, quickly now, or your body may be in prey. The vampire's fingers will dig you as the rain comes pouring through. He'll scratch on your bony back and drain the blood from you. No one knows when he'll strike or what he might do. Walk swiftly, friend. When alone, the next one might be you.
I tried to warn them, but they just wouldn't listen.
Hello, baby. We got a day. Your head out. better age. And I'll tell you a thing. I'm gonna hold you with my green big fingers. You know that we got a date. Yeah. I know you really.
Good heavens, even I'm traumatized at that. You know what, Smoker? You may be a witless dummy, but you really were quite correct. What did you say to me earlier before I played that record?
This may be the last voice you ever hear. Do not be alarmed.
Yes, and you were quite correct. Anyway, speaking of the last things, I think we're getting towards the end of the show. I hope it has not been too terrifying for you. I want to thank Satan, and I want to thank Smoker. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off, Smoker?
I'm a mojo man.
Okay, well, fair enough. We're going to go out with a couple of fiendish tracks now. This is the Hollywood Flames, and they're taking us to Frankenstein's Den.
In a tin old friend there. Oh, don't think I come there. Yeah, never seen again.
An elevator takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's black, you're sitting there. Oxygen is standing there.
Frankenstein's got a den. Well, we won't come out alive for you, and we won't come out alive for you, and
the moon!